this land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley.
Hello, welcome to the Drowning Fish Podcast. Shout out to Woody Guthrie. Jesus Christ, what a good song. I remember in grade school, learning this song, and it wasn't like crazy or nothing, you know. It was just whatever, a song, I guess. Yeah, let's get into this fucking Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Because I think from what it looks like Biden definitely shit the bed here. Donald Trump, obviously, man, like, this is the reality of the situation that we're in. It looks like these are the two candidates. They're not running RFK. They're not even trying to bring RFK Jr. on, even though he's throwing a big fucking hiss fit over it. I don't know how I feel about that yet. You know, this is the reality of it. Kind of, we're still living in old times, like old boomer mentality, where it has to be blue versus red. Hopefully in the future we can get away from that, because I think it's ridiculous. But this is the reality that we're faced with right now, you know, Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. And Joe Biden is 81 years old, you know, and Donald Trump is 78, trailing right behind him. You can only tell, I mean, you can tell the decline in Biden 100%. There was moments where he kind of just blanked off and went into different subjects or different examples of things that they weren't even discussing. It was clearly that, you know, he wasn't there. For Donald Trump, I would say that he was dodging a lot of questions. He was definitely being a little dodgy, and sometimes he would just, like, we all know it was 100%. Joe Biden is like out of there, you know. I think his mental decline is not even it, you know. It's not even what I'm looking for. It's more like Neanderthal versus, you know, a normal 78 years old American male. Donald Trump, I just feel like it wasn't fair, man, and I feel like Donald Trump kind of went at him a little bit. Obviously he kind of poked fun at him, you know, basically. It was insane, dude. It was insane when they started talking about how good their golf swings were and how in shape they were. I'm like, dude, what are we fucking doing, bro? You guys are acting like you're fucking 15 years old out on a football field, talking about how much pussy you get, bro. Like, this is not, our fucking nation is hanging by a thread. And you have an 81-year-old talking about how good his golf swing is on the presidential debate. Like, this is one of the most crucial debates of all time. And they're out here talking about golf swings and how in shape they are. It's just not, it wasn't something that would, like, it's not something that's, I don't know if this will go in like history books or something as like, this was the guy that, you know, we got in here because I don't know why, like we kind of panicked. We kind of hit the panic button in 2020 and a lot of people got scared. I would say that myself included got scared because I definitely voted for Joe Biden. And that was 100% a mistake. I shouldn't have did that, but it wouldn't have mattered anyway because the state I'm in is a red state, so Donald Trump took that state. But, you know, when it comes to overall, like how I felt in that time, I would have said Joe Biden is the best. But, you know, after seeing the decline, it's kind of scary, man. It's like putting your grandpa to go do like go like get in the ladder and go on the roof to move the satellite dish or whatever, you know, like, hey, Gramps, like, why don't you go up to the grab the ladder and go move the satellite dish a little bit. So because, you know, we can't watch Adult Swim. It's 10 p.m. I know you're trying to go to sleep, but hey, will you please grab a ladder and go to the roof to move the DirecTV antenna around so that we can get some signal in here. And like, no, you wouldn't do that. Like, I would, but a lot of people shouldn't do that. You know, a lot of people wouldn't send their grandpa to the roof. Like, a lot of people wouldn't send their grandpa to go do like a man's job, you know, like, and it's pretty sad, man, because not a lot of people, I feel like, would want to be the president. I know I would want to be the president, and I would probably get assassinated the first like 20 seconds, but because I would just piss somebody off. Like, I'll tell you the truth, man, like, it's just not, it's not, it's black and white, dude. It's reality versus mythical creations. And Donald Trump definitely was dodgy. He lied a lot, I think. I think he was kind of just pulling numbers out of his ass. And he really didn't have to try because, I mean, you can't, like, you see, and it's been everywhere, where Joe Biden would, like, fall while getting on the airplane or, you know, just blank off, like, do the Mitch McConnell and just blank off and not fucking be alert or have help or need somebody to guiding him. What I think that the Democrats are definitely going to pull him because, I mean, the Senate, like, this is only going to end two ways. Like, it's going to be a landslide. It's going to be a fucking landslide, and Donald Trump takes this, if they even let him run, you know, the whole convicted felon thing. I don't know what's going on, but CNN had him on. I don't know. There is no other Republican candidate that anyone is taking serious. RFK Jr. is getting no traction because no one wants to have him on a channel except like podcasters, you know. But even then, that's its own small community. People like boomers and shit, they still watch cable television. They still watch CNN, which is where they broadcast. Where they broadcasted, you know, where they brought, fucking Jesus, dude, they broadcasted this event. So I was watching it on CNN, and I, you know, there wasn't a crowd in there, which is weird because now I'm a big like tinfoil hat guy, you know, like, I'm like, dude, what the hell's going on? Is this the new norm? Is this what the future is like? Like, we know we're getting lied to, and this is a really horrible time to have these two as options. And we just accept it and kind of move on. Or is this like the end of it? Is this where we like wake up and we're like, okay, we gotta do something about this, bro, because this isn't cool, man. Like, we're getting fucked every single time. Every time you get online, that's the only thing anyone is ever talking about is this Biden Donald Trump thing. Like, you see the memes. You got on I got on Black Twitter, which is now X, and everyone is joning Joe Biden, man. It's like the youth has spoken, dude. Like, the youth, Black Twitter has spoken, man. Like, they're going to vote Donald Trump. This isn't about race anymore, I don't think. I feel like that's out of the window, dude. They're just playing us at the end of the day. It's crazy how they tried to misinform too, you know, because it's just they're trying to misinform us, man, I feel like. And I don't even know. I can't wrap my mind around what I just watched, you know. They talked about January 6th, they talked about taxes, they talked about fentanyl, which was a little crazy, man, because like, if I was up there and they asked me about the fentanyl epidemic and it was my first time running ever, I would just say that the truth. I would just say that we didn't hold pharmaceutical companies accountable for when, like, Oxycontin and all this shit, opiates, and they started taking advantage of this. And it just wasn't fair for the American people, you know, because, like, we had been addicted to things before, you know. We've been addicted to things, but then these big pharmaceutical companies come in and start killing a bunch of people because of addiction. I would have started there. You know, I would have started, like, we couldn't even hold our American corporations, you know, accountable for their actions. Like, why would we hold ourselves accountable, you know? Like, why would we fucking do something? Why would we preach? You know, they're not practicing what they preach. I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know. Russia, fucking COVID-19, which is basically... It's a hard subject to get into at this point. Back when it was going on, fucking Trump was, like, making fun of it. I feel like at first he was supporting it, and he was like, yeah, you should get the COVID-19 shot or the whatever, you know, get the shot. And then as soon as Biden took over, he was like, no, don't get the shot, or, like, only get the shot if you want to. Like, no one's making you. It quickly becomes this you versus me or us versus them situation, you know. It's pretty fast, or it's pretty evident how fast they flip the script to make their agenda sound a little better, you know. And if you didn't catch that, then it's kind of weird, man, because they've did that multiple times. Even during this debate, you know, they would try to just jab in a couple numbers in there, and they're trying to fucking just misinform. Like, dude, if you're fucking running for president of the United States, you should have these statistics in the back of your pocket, dude. Like, you shouldn't be fucking guessing up there, you know. You shouldn't be guessing statistics, and you shouldn't be guessing demographics. Like, you should know your shit, dude. And neither of these motherfuckers knew their shit, you know. Fucking Joe Biden didn't even know that he was running for president. Yeah, dude, I mean, it's hard to sit here and tell you that it was great, because it wasn't, you know. And like I was saying, there was no crowd in that other one, so you got to start thinking, is this the new norm? Is fucking AI going to maybe manipulate elections, you know? Because, dude, when I was watching that, yeah, Joe Biden, they didn't even look like Joe Biden. And I was like, man, is that even Joe Biden, you know? Like, what's going on? But I don't even know, dude. Like, this whole fucking thing can be fabricated, you know. It could be fabricated. I'd never fucking shy away from anything like that, because a lot of people do, you know. A lot of people fabricate news nowadays, and they kind of share what they want to share. They don't really spill out the whole truth, some people, whenever they share something. Or maybe it's like a lot of people will share a post, a political post, without understanding the basic, like the fundamentals of where that problem started. And this is where we kind of have to take our leaders and hold them accountable to a sense that, do you know what you're talking about here? Like, whenever they get asked a question and then they dodge the question by answering whatever the other opponent said previous to question that they were asked, you know, it kind of makes you like, dude, are they really doing this in front of us, man? It's like watching two people in a nursing home just go at it, you know. They're like pals at this point, dude. And they're not even answering the question, you know. Sometimes the host would ask again and ask again, and like, that's a horrible fucking host. I'd be like, hey man, you're getting off topic here again. Why don't you just say what, like, answer the question? Which is also why it's hard to watch on TV, because, like, if it was, I don't know, man, it could be anybody, like a podcaster, like somebody that's going to sit them down and be like, hey man, you need to get your stuff together here, because it's not looking good for you, you know? Yeah, dude, I'm currently scrolling on Twitter X, and I think it's not looking fucking Twitter X, bro. I don't, and that's the even thing, dude. Like, the, I was sitting there watching it with my wife and my son were sitting there, and I'm like, dude, this is the first time that we have an actual, like, dementia-ridden president versus a convicted felon as presidential candidates. And it's not like a sitcom. It's not like SNL. Like, this is real life. You know, this isn't a fucking sketch show, dude. This is real life. And if we turned it into real life because we let it get here, at the end of the day, it's our fault. At the end of the day, we it's on us, I feel like. Because even if it is fabricated and the whole thing is made up and it's all a platform and it all is just to make us fight against each other, which is basically what they do all the fucking time, by the way. They just make us fight so that we don't unite. And that's basically like how to tear down like your people 101, you know, like why would you want them to unite? You got to keep them separated. Keep them bickering about something. So they do. And that's our fault because we fail to recognize. We fail to realize what's going on, you know. It just gets beyond political, man. Whenever I think about our presidential candidates, we're watching there. We're watching them. And, you know, it's also my son's. He's not even, he's 6 months and he is like, we're watching this, you know. And I'm like, dude, this is ridiculous, bro. Like, my son is having to come into this crazy shit. It's like, we got this. We got Biden versus Trump 2.0 or like 3.0. Fuck. Like, something crazy like that, right? Because it was Trump's crazy, bro, because he's been in this game for a while, man. Like, he's been fucking doing this for a minute, you know? And he's still in the game, you know? So it kind of makes him kind of a hustler. Donald Trump's a hustler, man. I mean, he does look thinner. I will give him that. Like, I was watching him, and I was like, hey, he looks thinner, you know? And then in whatever fucking thing it's called, dude, the fucking, whatever you want to call that shit that we just watched, I wouldn't even call it a debate, man. It was like, it's like two people going at it at traffic, you know? Like, nothing's going to get resolved here. It's just anger. It's just old anger because the boomers are still watching us, and we gotta fucking talk about each other, you know. They want us to bicker about each other. Yeah, I don't even know, man. I don't even know what I want to say. I'm really kind of, now that I'm thinking about it more, it kind of makes me feel a little weird. Because I feel like a lot of them, and I've said this in the past, I don't even have my camera on because I don't give a shit. I'm just going to put this out there. Because I think it's important to get your opinion out there, I think. And it's important to get a different point of view on it. Even if my point of view is wrong, even if it's wrong 100%, and one day I get skinned alive for my words, then I'll own up to it. But for right now, I'm just stating my opinion and saying that as a first generation American, I don't feel like this country is headed or being led in the right direction. I can't even imagine what it feels like to be multi-generational American, you know, like, your grandfather was in the war, like your like military background. I can't even imagine having that rooted, how they must feel. And if you're not upset, if you're a multi-generational American, I don't see how you're not upset at the situation. I honestly don't see how you're upset. You're not upset with the situation. Because believe me, it could be worse, you know. It could be Mexico, where the presidential election, it's fucking skewed by the cartels. You know, I think every country has kind of their own problem. I think they're all corrupt. I don't think it could be fixed. I don't think the corruption could be ever fixed at a high level like that. But I am glad that we are becoming more aware of this. You know, this is corruption. And I feel like a lot of people have always said that, you know, like, but it's not like, it's not even like they're trying to hide it anymore. It's just there, man. It's like an open fridge. Like, take a look inside, man. Look at all the spoilage and take a look at all the shit that's fucking expired. And we do have some expired candidates, man. They are up there. It'd be nice to see somebody in their maybe 50s, you know, late 40s, 50s, mid 50s, I think would be nice. somebody, maybe even a woman, Jesus Christ. Like, who knows, man? Who cares? Anybody, dude. I'll fucking take anybody, dude. I would rather, dude, honestly, Hunter Biden on that bitch, bro. Let him ride. Let him and his fucking pops be, could Hunter Biden be his vice president? That would be dope. Like, it'd be Biden 2024. I think he might win a little bit of clout just because how bad boy of a guy Hunter Biden is. Like, he's over here fucking hookers and smoking crack, doing 148 miles an hour down the freeway. Like, he's a menace, man. And he actually gets a lot of respect from the community, and I appreciate that. But I actually like Hunter Biden a little bit. You know, I think he's a guy that took advantage of a situation and did it, you know. And that's kind of, dude, and that's kind of the United States, you know. The United States is a country where literally anything can happen. And sometimes the unimaginable, or something that you can't even believe, that Hollywood couldn't write this fucking script. Maybe Hollywood did write this script. Maybe this is all scripted and Hollywood's like, ah, like, don't you like this movie? You know, this is the movie that we put out. Do you like it? And this whole time we've been watching a fucking, we could just be in a VR or a headset or some shit, and we're actually living a movie. But I don't know, it couldn't be that serious, you know. It couldn't be that serious. They talked about illegal immigration, and you guys know how I feel about illegal immigration. It's a touchy subject, I feel like, because should we have our borders secured? Yes, absolutely, 100%. But I don't think that is ever going to happen. And I don't think it will happen because, you know, politicians have forever been bought out by drug money. I mean, earlier I was talking about the pharmaceutical company and how basically, you know, a lot of them did lose in court. Yeah, whatever. You know, they paid a fine. But nobody really did a lot of time, you know. Nobody really went to prison for hundreds and thousands of deaths that happened. Not for life, I don't think, you know. That's to tell you, man, that money basically runs the judicial system in the United States. And that goes with anything. You can look at a lot of big court cases and fucking see who has the most financial. Unless it's blatant fucking murder, unless it's blatant, like, fucking something horrible, dude. If it's, like, blue-collar crime, man, like, you're fucking doing some crazy insider trading, you know. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi 100 is, like, insider trading like a motherfucker. But you got to respect the grind, too, you know. You got to fucking be like, damn, dude, like, these motherfuckers are really playing the game. How they know... has worked for a really long time, but now the game is like Candyland. Like, we've all played the game, dude. Like, we know the game now. Like, the jig is up. I know it. Can I get my fucking money back or something, you know? Can you give us, like, I don't know, man. Give me some money. Give me another stimmy or something. At least make up for it. Like, this was bullshit, man. And now we know. Now we know. And we're becoming more self-aware that the politicians are just absolutely crazy, dude. It's fucking actually insane. In the United States. Like, we got this shit. Did I already say that? Did I already say that joke? We got Biden versus Trump 2.0 versus Grand Theft Auto 6. I don't know. I don't know if I said that. I can't remember. But yeah, what else was I going to talk about? Yeah, I like reading like super liberal. It's not even the liberal. Even the liberal pages. Like, if you go online and start reading the liberal pages, bro, they're all fucking saying that. They're all saying that Biden looks like he lost, you know. A lot of them are like recap analysis and they're concluding the performance or whatever. But a lot of them are saying like who won the presidential debate, you know. It was tough on Biden or whatever. But I don't fucking know, dude. Maybe it's a script. Maybe they get Biden out of there and they put somebody else in. I couldn't imagine Harris. Maybe, dude, you know what? I did say anybody versus, Trump, and I will, now that I'm thinking about it, I will stay true to that. If Kamala Harris, if they pull fucking Biden out and Kamala Harris runs versus Donald Trump, here's what I think would still happen. I still think, you know what, I now that I'm thinking about it even more, I was going to say I would vote for Kamala Harris, but now that I'm thinking about it more and trying to understand the situation, this is just a hypothetical, by the way. This is not, you know, I'm fucking Jesus or Nostradamus effect or whatever, dude. Like, I'm just goofballing here. But if, yeah, I thought about maybe saying yes for Kamala Harris and... But I don't know if they would do that, you know. But now that I think about it, I wouldn't. I would still vote Donald Trump. If it's Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, I will vote Donald Trump 100%. And I've always voted Democrat. So this isn't somebody saying this lightly, you know. This is somebody who forever in my life I thought was a Democrat and looked at myself as a Democrat. And I think a lot of... I wouldn't say I'm a Republican now because I'm not a, you know, I don't want to tie myself down to this, but I was very misinformed, I think. I was pretty misinformed and really just lied to, I think. And when you're lied to, you just keep digging more, you know, you dig, and you fucking find this, like, you're in a K-hole, basically, you know, with a bunch of information. You're listening to Alex Jones, you're listening to, like, different avenues. And then you're like, man, like all these ideas, like they're all possibilities. And then you start to go through life and you're like, wait, these ideas aren't just ideas. Like these are actionable things that are happening in our current country and our current world. And you start to question everything, you know, because your whole life you've heard like conspiracy theories and whatnot. And then some of them are true and some of them are just crazy. And you gotta question almost everything, especially if it infects your life, or not infects, affects your life. English is my third language, by the way. So I'm sorry if I messed up. English is my seventh language. What if somebody came up to you and said that, but they had a perfect English, you know, if it was perfect? It'd make you think like, dude, what other language? And they just like walked away. You know, what I think we need is something that will probably never happen. Because I think we need somebody that's going to be a leader, somebody that's going to step up to the plate and be like, you know what? I am willing to lose my life over this. And I don't know if a lot of people are willing to do that. Maybe some people are willing to do that, but they just can't get the traction because we're still caught up on this red versus blue thing, man. We're still caught up on playing the game, you know, playing the game as in, like, you got to take donors and you got to be, I don't know, I would say you got to have some credit, you know. Maybe that's why these candidates are so old, because they've gotten credit, you know. Biden's been in the political world for fucking ever. And Donald Trump was just around, you know, business owner. But it's never some random fucking guy that just came out of nowhere, you know. So it'd have to be somebody that we already know. It'd have to be somebody that already has something behind them pushing them forward. It's not going to be some random fucking guy out of Cleveland, Ohio. Like, it's going to be somebody that we already know, somebody well-structured, somebody with, the foundation. And I don't know who that person could be. You know, I don't know who that person could be. A lot of people, you know, would say, like, Jocko Willink, Tulsi Gabbard would be good. I think Joe Rogan would be decent. I think people that I listen to on a podcast would be okay, you know. I think anybody, you know what? When I fucking said anybody, I mean anybody, dude. Like, Mark Norman could be a better president than fucking Joe Biden could right now. And I think he would just push the red button. I think he really would just do it. I don't know, man. Like, it's tough. It's tough between these two. And I don't know. I don't know what we're doing here. We're just kind of fucking, kind of goofballing it a little bit, kind of freestyling. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of get my thoughts out there. I didn't want to make this like, who was right, who was wrong, what did they talk about? They talked about a lot of bullshit. January 6th was one of them. And I'm like, dude, Americans are struggling, dog. Like, Americans fucking, like, real fucking Americans need a fucking dual household income, or they won't be able to pay their fucking rent or their car note or whatever bullshit they got going on, court fees, hospital bills, you know. Like, motherfuckers can't catch a break, bro. And sometimes, you know, I see people doing well. I see people making a lot of money and they're doing great, you know. They're buying really nice vehicles and they're doing great, man. Like, those people are great. And that can be you, you know. I think, like, dude, that could be you. That could be anybody. But at the same time, right now we're in a situation where I think it's just like inflation has gotten too bad that the common American is suffering, you know. Like, the common American is like, damn, dude, like, this is a little much. Like, why am I paying a lot of money for a gallon of milk, you know? And it's just crazy, man. It's kind of insane, dude. Like, if you have the chance and opportunity to put money into savings, then you are a small percentage and you should feel blessed. And a lot of people, I think, you know, right now, especially in today's times, you know, like, if there is a couple, like, normally there is a dual household income. So yeah, it's just whatever. I don't know, dude. I can't fucking get into financials. I'm not a financial fucking guru. All I'm saying is that it's tough times for a lot of people, dude. And a lot of people are just barely getting by, you know. A lot of people are working their dicks off trying to just fucking survive. And that's kind of where we're at now, dude. I don't think this is ever going to go down. I don't think it's ever gone down, you know. Like, nothing ever goes down, dude. Like, nothing ever goes down. A lot of people talk about, you know, during Donald Trump, like, he had the best economy. And maybe he did, you know. Maybe he did have a good economy. Maybe part of it was that we had a health crisis. I don't fucking know. Who really knows, you know, at the end of the day, when we're talking about financial stability in the country. I don't even know what financial stability even means, dude. Like, in the United States, As a first generation American, you know, I've always been told like anything's possible here, man. Like anything can happen. You know, you grow up watching these fucking movies, dude. Scarface, dude, like is a good example. And he's like, you're like, yeah, man, like anything is possible. Obviously, you don't want to start fucking selling blow and blowing people to bits with a fucking submachine gun. Like, I don't know about that, you know, but you could do that. I don't know if it'd be risking it. It's a high risk, high reward situation, you know, like how much are you willing to risk to get highly rewarded? And it kind of goes on you, you know, like if you want to fucking drone strike a little Bosnian town, that's on you, man. And that's the president of the United States. And they have to pay for those sacrifices, I feel like, too, you know. So that's kind of something to think about, you know, the higher the price or the higher the more money, more problems or whatever they said, you know. I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know. I'm going to get off of here, dude. Because I'm fucking tired and I'm going to just get off of here. I just want to share my thoughts on this Biden versus Trump thing. Kind of sad. Kind of sad that my son has to kind of, this is his first like presidential election, I guess, you know, and hopefully AI takes over. I hope to God that just AI just takes over, man, because like that's what we need, man. We just need AI to govern us because we can't do it anymore. Like we've been tested and we failed. And hopefully AI just ruins us because we kind of deserve it, man. I've always said, I can't wait for aliens to invade so that they kick our ass and we recognize and realize that we have been fighting the wrong enemy. But now I think, you know, AI could be that alien because it is alien. You know, it is something that we don't know, something that it's unrecognizable. So yeah, man, I hope it takes us. I hope it takes us for a wild fucking ride. And I hope, I don't know if capitalism could ever be, reinvented or something like that. Like reinventing the wheel. I don't know how much crazy this can get. Cause we're only talking about the United States here. Like we're not talking about, we're not talking about like China. We're not talking about Russia. Those are separate fucking problems. And they did get into that, but those are separate problems, dude. I don't even know where to start with that shit. Like, obviously, can we please stop giving money to the Ukraine, dude? Like, in fucking saying how much money they've gotten, dude. We could have fixed a lot of shit here, you know? And that kind of makes you think, like, where is that money going? What's it being used for? I don't fucking know, dude. Like, should you even worry about something like that as an American? But I feel like you should, you know? Like, why is the country broken? I'm fucking traveling on an international road and I just got a flat tire because I ran into a goddamn moon crater on a fucking freeway, dude, going fucking 75, 80 miles an hour. And the roads are broken and the bridges are collapsing. And you got a Flint, Michigan, and you got homeless vets, and you got a fucking opiate problem, and you got cities and states literally collapsing because of politics, because everyone is scared to admit that they're wrong. And you got border problems, which are going to continue to be border problems because everyone benefits, you know, everyone benefits at the end of the day, man. Like I say, let them in. And you know why I say let them in? Because fuck it, dude. I think the United States is still like the wild, wild west, and we're literally living in kind of a cyborg western, you know, the United States. Like we've fucking let these radicals take us, bro, and they fucked us, man. Like they fucked us hard. And now we pay high taxes and we know their government's fucking us. And the government is just that bad, wild, wild west motherfucker, dude. Like, the government is just that motherfucker who is that willing to put the fucking foot down, man. And it is what it is. That's just the United States of America. And I'm not saying, like, the United States isn't fucking great. I love this country, man. And this is probably why I think about it so much, is because I actually do love this country so much. It's because it's filled with opportunity and it's filled with so much history and joy, and it's filled with so much love as well. You know, a lot of my friends and family are here, so you kind of have to take that into consideration. You know, like, what do they think? You know, or what do they lean? Like, what do they do? Or how do they feel about this situation? And I think Americans don't do that anymore. You know, like, maybe take other people's feelings. I wouldn't even say feelings, man. Just take I guess you could take their feelings into consideration, but not, it doesn't have to move you. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be like, oh yeah, you're right. You know, it doesn't have to, they're not trying to persuade you to do anything. Some people just want to be heard. And I think that's important too. You know, we have a lot of social problems, dude. Like, I could fucking go on about this forever, but I'm not. Just stop being a fucking pussy, man. Like, dead ass. Stop being a fucking pussy, man. And just fucking, if you got something to say, say that shit, man. Because we're just a blink of an eye, man. Like, we're fucking a billion years old. We have political candidates who have dementia who are running. Like, this is not real, dude. Like, we're living in a simulation, you know? I don't think it's a simulation. Or maybe it is a simulation. I don't know. It's kind of funny. If it's a simulation, it's a good simulation, man. Like, whoever built this motherfucker has some creativity behind them. Because this is some shit straight out of a movie, man. And it's funny. It's actually pretty funny. Like, you don't have... I would take fucking Richard Nixon, you know. I would take him over these two fucking boneheads, man. Like, I don't give a shit, dude. I don't give a shit. I'll fucking take Castro over these boneheads, dude. Like, come on. I'll fucking take anybody, dude. Fucking Osama bin Laden up there, dude, just for a day or two. See what he does, you know. Kind of monitor him a little bit, though, so he doesn't get, like, a little too nutty. But, yeah, now I'm just kind of rambling. I'm going to get off of here. Everybody have a good night. Thank you for listening. And share this with your grandma. By the way, if you do share this with your grandma and grandma's listening this far in, I love you. Have a good night.